Well, with the now three senators who have left for differing appointments, we've seen some shifting in some of the roles in terms of committees, and you've been named to the Education Committee here in the Missouri Senate.
I have. I look forward to that. Give some parents additional options in the realm of education. This is my 9th year, and I've been involved trying to make some changes in our process so that parents that have kids in schools that aren't particularly successful give them other options. And it's been a really difficult battle here. Many times, school districts that are doing well, like the school districts that I represent, Blue Springs, Lee Summit, Lone Jack, Green Valley, Oak Grove, they're successful districts. The line I've tried to walk is to do things that those districts will not be bothered by, but districts that do have a lot of struggling schools like Kansas City, Hickman Mills, St. Louis, and surprisingly other ones around the state, to make sure the parents whose kids are stuck in those buildings have other options. And hopefully this year I've got a bill, Senate Bill 581, that will start unlocking that. I think the path forward, at least through the committee process, becomes a little easier.
An interesting point, and that is the need to help 500-plus school districts. But when you start doing, for lack of a better term, cookie-cutter-style legislation, it can upset the apple cart, as it were, with the good districts versus those that need the assistance.
It is. It's a frustrating thing. I've told people that of all the issues we deal with down here, this is the most difficult because it's not partisan. And it's more of an issue with rural and urban representatives. And so one of the things that people don't realize is a lot of times people will talk about charter schools because some of the charter schools are not doing particularly well academically. But a charter school is one building, and their numbers are obvious. Almost in all cases where there's a poor-performing charter school, within two or three blocks there's a poor-performing public traditional school, but that school's numbers are not known individually. They're hidden in the entire school district's numbers. Like in Kansas City, there are some really terribly performing schools, but their numbers, you have to be an expert at DESE and the website to find them, and so they're hidden, and we only judge districts as a whole. So a charter school is considered a district. A school with 40 schools in it is considered a district, and 10 of those schools could be doing terribly, but you'd never know it. And that's what we're trying to correct.
And it's the importance, as you point out, of the fact that it's education.
It is. All the issues that we're facing with in Ferguson and some of these communities that are struggling so much, the only long-term fix is education. Giving those kids, get them in school, get them an education so they compete for jobs. The sad truth is, if some employers land in some of these areas, they can't hire the folks that live there so much because they're not qualified. That's the only way we get this problem resolved, is to give these kids, starting very young, an education. When I started, I remember going to some of these schools and seeing these adorable two-year-old kids. They had the same spark in their eyes that my grandkids did. And now it's 9 years later. You know, they're sophomore, junior, senior in high school. Their future is much different now. And it's only because of that education thing. In my heart, the only thing that really matters in that area that we're working on.